Lecture topic, abundant zikr and continuous obedience.
Before I start the majlis, one has this majlis came in mind to me. And that is that in these days, one of the reasons for one's islah has taken too long. Why is one's islah taking so long? The reason is because you have two peers. One is that peer that gives you an advice, is suits you, fine, you accept it. And the other thing is this much, that what you like to do on your own is against your peer. But because you enjoy doing, you're doing it. That's against sincerity. That person won't progress at all. Because he hasn't given himself to you. Until unless he does not give himself completely to that extent. See, you must understand, you must not hide anything. If you hide from the poor doctor, the doctor cannot prescribe him. Likewise, you cannot hide. If you are sincere and you say whatever is the truth, problem, you'll find very quickly you can be solved. But the moment you hide, that means you're not sincere. When you have been told to do this, it may not make sense to you at all. But what are you supposed to do? Just as a doctor tells you listen to me, others don't come to me. This is a medication. But I took this medicine. Doesn't it? Doctor says, I know my problem. I know your problem very well. You just do what I didn't. If you're not prepared to listen, leave it. Then you listen to the doctor very quickly. Here also the same. You begin to argue with the sheikh, or you begin to say, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do that. Now, once you have that at heart and you do anything, you have lost everything. So that means you're not sincere. For example, if the sheikh tells you, you must keep fast. Now you told to keep fast. Now you don't want to listen to him, you don't want to keep fast. Or he tells you, do not keep fast. Or do not read the tajud namaz. He's telling you that, what are you supposed to do? Abide to him. Now how much you want to do yourself, you want to do everything, but he said you don't do it at all, so don't do it. Likewise, in every act of a person, when he has given himself his share, do not have two views. It does not make sense, but you must follow. It does not make sense, but this is not here today, so you don't get that. So until unless حضرت تو سے آتا ہے یہ دو پیری کی وجہ سے دیری ہو گئی تو دی ہیو ڈیلیڈ یور اون اسلام میئرلی بیکاز آف فالوئنگ ٹو پیرز ناؤ ون یور پیر یور سیلف اینڈ یور پیر سو ونس یو فالو یور پیر اٹ ڈزنٹ میک سینس ٹو رول یو اسٹل ہیو ٹو فالو اٹ سو دس از لیکنگ ٹو ڈی وی گاٹ ان اس دیٹ از وائی وی ناٹ پروگریسنگ ایٹ آل. Secondly, this month that you're coming here, you have to understand, I came here. When you went out, did you make mutala for anything? You know mutala? Reminder. When you went out from here, you heard about this. Did you remind yourself now? As it is to say, yahan par jaru dena hai. When you're sitting here now, you've been told, if you got pride in you now, isko jaru de do. Isko jaru de do, means what is the meaning of that? You sweep dirt, eh? Are you sweeping yourself with that out that's coming out of you or not? If you have not taken it out from you, you swept the thing from you, out of you, what have you derived? Then when you went out, you're the same person. You got anger in you. Did you sweep that thing, yeah? You swept it aside, I'm not going to get angry anymore. So what have you done now? You have come here, but you're not taking any advice of any kind. Jaru there's a wise wisdom. If you got a sickness of the eyes, you're supposed to take it out. Every way on that kind. You got bad habits in you. You've been mentioned the Mahamadis, you've got this bad habit, take it out. So if you have not swept here, then what you have done? But for example, the sickness of the eyes is so great nowadays, it's so difficult to talk about it. The eye sickness is so bad that the cell phone has caused so much of harm. Yet we speak about it every day. What's the reason for us to speak? The subject can only be old when the time you have been cured. The subject can only be old when can be cured. Otherwise the subject is so new. Hazrat Thani Rahman said that. Why is he repeating this thing all the time? What must I say? You got the sickness in you. That sickness has to come out of you. But yet with all what you are hearing, you're not getting anything out of the sickness. You're still the same person. So what have you derived? So we have to learn this month that we, whatever we learn, do not have two pills. Either you give yourself a secondly to run around everywhere else. Is a very bad thing. When a person is sick, he does not go to 10 doctors, he goes to only one doctor. He knows that is my doctor. If you run everywhere, you'll get no cure at all. You may die also. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says one of the harms of people going from one person, another person, third person, fourth person, kudra in them. He achieved nothing. Everyone got their kamals in them. You cannot look down at any one of them, but you have achieved nothing. And the most important thing is your achievement. You must achieve. So you have achieved nothing, but others have achieved it. So do not run around to everything. Whoever you want to sit by, sit by. Become like Hazrat Moshe Bangoi Rahmatullahi. What did he say? He said one thing. If Shibli and Junaid Baghdadi is there, my Shaykh is there, I only look at his face. I only look at his face. And Shibli and Baghdadi are very great saints. Not small people. He said, my Shaykh can look at them, but I'll look at my Shaykh. I look at my Shaykh. To get the quality of that kind, that you must take your Shaykh. So that kind that you only look at him and benefit from him. I don't benefit anything else. So today the time has come now that we are losing out merely because we are not making our Islah. Our Islah is not being done at all. You are coming here, you are listening, but your Islah is not done. It's because of two peers. Either you fall in because of your nafs, or you fall in because it's something you find. So I thought I'll tell you about it. My husband gave this majlis. And I felt this month I like everyone to benefit. Take so much of trouble to come here from far and wide. Become someone. We can't do nothing. Allah Ta'ala can do everything. It's your sincerity. Sometimes one person comes here, he's so sincere. It's through that one person, the Shaykh begins to say, as if you say, Malum nahi kis ke wajah se yahan par ek aadmi ke wajah se hamari aisi baat hui ki kahan kabhi hui nahi. I've never mentioned that of any kind of that kind. You should say like that. I don't know who is sitting down here to him that I'm speaking of this kind. Allah Ta'ala put it. So one has to be very sincere when he comes. He must learn to improve. If you're not improving, what's the benefit? So last week we were speaking about the same thing that do not mix around. No, in ikhtilaf te ijtinaab. Mazhab is ikhtilaf se ijtinaab. Not to keep away from people mixing around unnecessarily. This is something we got in us too much. Until unless you don't take it out of that, you will never learn to talk less. Because two things you wanted, talk less and mix less. If you're not going to mix less, you can talk. So to have that, you have to talk less a lot. Man does not understand that he loses out so much merely because of talking. Talking has caused him so much of sins. Sometimes the sheikh tells, do not talk, even good talks too. Because that good talks may lead to bad talks too. You must not talk. People got the habit of giving advice to others, but you do not talk. You must not talk. Try to make yourself so important it is. Every part of the body has an effect with the heart, but the closest with the heart is the tongue. The tongue is most closest to the heart. It's like, you know, it's like a tarjuma, translation of what is the heart. Every part of the body, you can chop it. If you look at something, how long can you look at it? Sometimes the eyes will go. If you start writing something, you can type it. How long you start writing? If you're walking also, you can walk, you will fall down, be very careful how you're walking. So every part of your body, when you're doing, you're walking, writing, seeing everything, hearing also, those are only for a few minutes and then finish. But one thing that always continues, that continuation, that tongue is something is so important. It has to be controlled every moment. Do not mix around, do not talk a lot. If you do not mix around, you won't talk a lot also. The moment you begin to talk a lot, you realize what mistakes you have made. And the biggest sin among them is telling lies. To tell lies. Man begin to tell a lie, one lie to something else, lies of all kinds. Rasulullah said, a mu'min not tell a lie. A mu'min don't tell. One sahabi came to me, I commit whatever sin, give me advice. He said, do not tell lies. Every one of us are there telling lies to me. He just told him, do not tell a lie. So when the time you commit a sin, he says, the moment you commit any kind of sin, stealing, whatever, after an example, he says, the thought came, I have to report to Rasulullah. Straight away he stopped at it. You not tell a lie. But remember one thing, that tell a lie, the government cannot stop you from it. The government cannot stop you from telling a lie. So commit zina, the government cannot stop you from committing zina. He tells you, he may stop you, but he cannot make hate of zina. He cannot make you hate zina. He cannot make you hate zina. He cannot make you hate. Not only that, any sin. What is a thing that brings out hate in the sin and sin? Taqwa. That Allah is looking at me. The only thing that prevents a person from committing sin is what? Taqwa. Allah is looking at me. These police around the world, they can do nothing. But because why? They tell you, no, don't commit this crime, don't commit that crime, don't do all that crime. They can only tell you that. But to bring hate in that crime, that only can come in one way. What is that? Taqwa, Allah fear. That Allah is looking at you. That is what we are sitting here for. What are we here sitting here for? To have Allah in front of us. That Allah is looking at us. That taqwa must come in us. That we must not commit one sin also. The hate for sin must come into us. To tell a lie is a very big sin. To hate to tell a lie. I must not tell a lie. No matter what happens. I must not tell a lie. And you must know to tell a lie, it makes your heart black. A person continues when he begins to tell lies all the time, it becomes that his heart becomes so black that it becomes there isn't that ability to bring noor in his heart after that. The noor is gone after that. Leave alone this much. Then once a person becomes habitual to tell lies, all the time he's a liar, it so happens that when he dreams all that lies too. He dreams that lies too, he becomes telling he saw something, that was a lies. Because his habit is to tell lies. I'm not saying that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said that. I'm only saying what he has said. So everything is a lie of him. So how important it is that we must completely show important that our heart must not become black. Once the heart becomes black, thereafter it becomes very difficult to bring back to normal. So through that, if I notice this much, that even the mouth thereafter it becomes telling lies, then slander takes place. Slander is so bad. Today we slander anyone. Today slander is worse than wounds. Slander is worse. He did not commit that crime. Today we just say to say, why? The tongue, talk less. Meet less, talk less. If you can only do that, you'll find there's so much of peace everywhere, at home everywhere. But why should we speak? Now everyone who has this intention, I'm sure that you go, you know, I don't want to speak anymore now. I don't meet anymore now. But what will I do? You all have the intention, you know, I'm not going to meet anyone now. I'm going to sit in one cocoon, I can sit in one corner. No. That's not the thing to do. Whenever you speak, think before you speak what is coming from about. You see, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah gave one incident, one rule. Whatever you do, ponder before you do. See, we haven't got that in us. When an argument takes place, straight to him, think, you ponder this one, what I'm going to do is right. That pondering is yours itself, the fakr, fikr, to understand. I'm doing this thing here. Your wife spoke to you out of turn. She told something very bad. You are not supposed to just erupt. You're supposed to now ponder and what I'm doing right. At work also, your worker, everyone. So that quality must come into us. When that quality comes, when the person is constantly concerned, I must not talk long. I must not talk. I must speak less. I must meet less. This meeting altogether, what is this for? Why do you want to meet this person, that person? Because you are tired? Because you are bored? I like to talk. No, that person who wants to go to road to Allah Ta'ala, he does not know what to mean of talking. He must not mean a meeting. He says, I've got to meet someone else. I have to meet someone else. I mustn't talk. So once you start talking, there's no end to it. And then forget at that moment, you even forget your father and your mother also. But this respect you begin to show thereafter, you forget your father and mother, your mother, your sister, everyone, your wife. So to talk less is so important, very important. Slander, backbiting, Allahu Akbar. Every moment, when do we learn, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah mentioned this thing, when do we learn to bring this quality in us, that this, he should say, what is the meaning of backbiting? Why are you backbiting? Why can't we stop people from backbiting? Where is that? That we haven't got on us no good qualities at all. We have to face Allah Ta'ala tomorrow. And our actions have been taken away because of backbiting. And we feel nothing about it. And yet you see, Al-Ghibat, Ashad, Zina. A Zina, a person commit guna, he asks Allah forgiveness. But Ghibat is something you have to ask. If that person comes to know about it, you have to ask him for forgiveness. Who is that person who is so rich to say, no, I can give my good deeds away? When other Abu Hanifa Rahman says, if I have to backbite, I'll backbite my mother, no one else. I don't mind my good deeds go to the house. So the whole body, the tongue is the most important thing. You have to be very careful how you don't. And you must be controlled all the time. And Rasulullah has given us the remedy for how to control it. He never said the people, he is our Hakim, no one else, Rasulullah. Nabi Kareem is our Hakim. He's our doctor. He did not say, stop talking. Because he knows you'll always continue talking. What he says, keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah. Instead of you talking, keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah. Making zikr of Allah all the time. Reminding us that is what we're supposed to be doing. Like for example, we come to the masjid to be talking. Who are you talking to? Why did you come here to? You came to talk to Allah Ta'ala. Make a zikr of Allah. You do not know the time, in Jannah to come to realize the regret that I have missed certain time that did not be my line of day in the world. And you have been given opportunity of that kind. So that is very important to engage in zikr all the time, because the nur only can come. Remember one thing, when the time you begin to tell lies and all that, the nur that you have in you, that will go away. So now making zikr is one side. Zikr was one side, but with zikr, what is one side too? It's not only zikr. You find people making lot of zikr, alhamdulillah, but with zikr, this condition, Dawam etat katr zikr. Maharaj's words is that Dawam etat katr zikr. Dawam etat means every command of Allah to fulfill. And then you make zikr, then the nur comes into you. The nur can only come into you the time you completely devote yourself to Allah's commands. Every command of His. Whether you like it, you don't like it. You just do it. You do not ask question Allah's commands, why this, why that. You do it completely happily. Sometimes you're not happy, but you're still doing it. You're still doing it. Dawam etat, kasar zikr, this is my husband's word. Dawam etat means complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah s.a.w. And that is what we haven't got in us. In the beginning I mentioned the same thing. We got two pills there. In the ta'at that we're doing those things which suit us fine. The other thing, just leave it out because I don't want to do it. That means you're not following Allah Ta'ala, you're following your nafs. Your nafs telling you certain things, you're doing it. Your nafs do not do it, not doing it. Whereas in the part of Allah Ta'ala, there must be no part of nafs at all. There must be no part of nafs. You must be you and Allah Ta'ala, no one else. The meaning of going against your nafs is this much, that you not follow anything what your nafs say, follow what Allah Ta'ala says. And this is what we are lacking today. So when Hazrat Thaniram mentioned this thing, he said this much, and Hazrat said, Dawam etat, make sure be obedient to every command of Allah. Now you ask yourself this question, am I obedient to all command of Allah or not? It's very easy to say it. But at the time when you face your situation, are you really completely devoted yourself to Allah's command? You only come to know at the time you face your situation of all kinds. So if you want, one is you make zikr. But with zikr, what is important? Islah. Islah. Islah is very important. You want to promote? You must islah. I must put myself right. I got this fault in me. I got anger in me. My eyes are going wrong. I'm doing the wrong things. I'm looking at the cell phone. I'm looking at those things. My islah is how much strong are you? Now remember, when you're making zikr, the purpose of zikr is to bring remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in front of you. When a person makes zikr all the time, the purpose when you make zikr is to bring Allah's presence in front of you. My Allah is looking at me. You know, in the khanqah, when you make zikr there, certain people they come to Hazrat Shaykh and Hazrat, we can't even make ghusl also. Why? If you try to feel ashamed to take our clothing out. What was the reason? Because they dawam etat, kasr zikr, two things. They were making dawam etat, to fulfill Allah's command, and they make making zikr, the effect of this truth, but the nur in them, that they feel Allah is looking at them, they felt shy to take their clothes out too. When you and I will do the same thing too, remember Allah Ta'ala by making zikr all the time and calling every command of Allah, completely devoting ourselves to Allah. That's one. That condition will come. Don't wait for the condition, please. No one waits for the condition. It will come on its own. You do your work. To wait for that condition is also called shirk. I'm doing this because of this condition. I'm not supposed to do any condition. I'm supposed to, he must be happy with me in every condition. So, dawam etat. Tawat is very important. That makes sure this month, that fulfills every command. You must not look over your happiness. You see, our condition is we're looking for our happiness. And it comes to weddings also, nikahs also. Look at it that, you know, is Allah happy with this wedding or not? Anything that you do, whatever you do, think, ask yourself, any business deal you do too, no matter how, you know, you're going through some difficulties, and you got a nice parcel came from the back door from different route altogether. Nice route it came, you know, E route and B route and whatever route is coming. At that time you need the money very badly too. And say, you know, Allah Ta'ala said, Taw, now billah. People will say, Allah Ta'ala said this. All the time it came the wrong route. There was a time for you to say, Ya Allah, I'm not going to take the thing. No matter what happens. Mile khuske roti, if you're azad, you know, you can eat dry bread, then eating biryani is haram. Eat dry bread, then eating biryani is haram. Yeah, like that is the same thing too. So what the most important thing is, come to give ourselves complete devotion of Allah. No anger must come. Always no jealousy must take place. Eyes will be controlled. ears must be controlled. Become like a person that, you know, every sunnah that we can come to our lives. Then make the zikr of Allah. Make the zikr of Allah continuously. Every moment, I'm always telling you, when you go to the bazaars, to, if you're in the family, you sit in the car and make zikr of Allah. You do not know what you are missing out. They are going out there, they're doing their work, you do your work. You sit in a shop too, you make your zikr when there's no customers coming, because remember, only Allah sends them. So he Saqati Rahmatullah alayhi Mahazir to say, he should read 600 to 300 nafil namaz every day in his business. He was a general merchant. He was a sheikh of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah. When the customer comes, he meets them and they leave in namaz. 300 rakats. So what are you doing? Are you forgetting Allah Ta'ala? Your heart is, you know, das bakar, dil bayar. Mahazir said, das bakar means your hand is working, but dil bayar, your heart is with him and not us. This is what we want. Our heart is with him. That when we read namaz to, we are someone there. Anything we go to, he's with us all the time. We got that quality, then inshallah, we said, this school. Then you can stay any part of the world. You don't have to go to Australia. You don't have to go to America. Then you find South Africa, the best place to stay. Allah Ta'ala aman kani tawfiq nasib wa khul da'am alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa laqibatu lil muttaqin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi amma ma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika wa amma ma hasana aqibatana fi umuri kulli awajinna min khizi dunya wa ta'ala qabli wa adabi rabbana zalamna wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin اللهم ربنا ربنا أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما صلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.